Hey everybody, welcome to the All Things Fishing Podcast, a podcast where each week I talk about just that. This is All Things Fishing. Hey everybody, I'm excited to be recording the third episode of the All Things Fishing Podcast this week. I think Monday is going to be the day that I record my podcast. I've been doing the last few episodes on Monday, I think just works best for me. So yeah, Monday is going to be my day for recording the episodes. Anyway, this week I just wanted to talk a bit about lures, and when I say lures for beginners, I mean like, it's usually a plastic thing with hooks embedded into it. Usually these hooks are treble hooks, which means three hooks welded together that it looks like a lot like a grappling hook. It looks exactly like a grappling hook. Most of them have like a spinner on the back, or even two, one on the front and one on the back, and I call them spinner, there's probably a better word for it. But the water pushes against it as you're reeling it back in, and it makes it turn, turn and twist. Usually the spinner is metal, and it catches the fish's eye. It shines a bit. So yeah, that's what a lure is. The way you use a lure is you cast it, jerk it. So usually you want to jerk it a bit, you reel a bit, then you give it a tiny jerk, then you reel a bit, then you give it a tiny jerk. That's what you usually want to do, because that makes the fish think it is a dying minnow, or it gives it the impression it's an easy meal, and it goes up and it attacks it, and then you have a fish on the hook. One of the bad parts about lures is that it really gets stuck, since almost all lures use treble hooks. It's three times the amount of hooks that can get stuck inside the fish's mouth. Especially with catfish. Catfish have really tough mouths. It's really hard to get lures out of catfish's mouths. So that's the one bad part about lures. A good part, however, is that you don't have to replace it nearly as much. You don't have to replace it nearly as much. The only reason you have to replace it is if you want to switch out the lure and try another lure, because you're not catching any fish on that lure. So, that you don't ever have to replace a lure. Unlike with bait. With bait, you have to replace it, because it will come off a lot more easily. Especially like I said in my last episode, the crickets will come off a lot more easily. Lures altogether, they work really well. What's funny is I've never caught a catfish or any type of fish on a lure ever. Seen so many other people catch fish on lures, but I've never caught a fish on a lure. So altogether, I think bait is a lot better. I'm gonna do an episode on this, bait versus lures. Lures are really good. They're a bit more of a mess to get out of the fish's mouth, but you don't have to replace them as much. Lures are really good. You can find them at any fishing store, and any fishing store will have even a small lure that you can put on the hook. It's really good. So that's one of the good parts about lures. You can find them in so many places. It might be you can find them in more places, in more fishing stores, than you can find bait. Lures are much more common in fishing stores than bait is. That's all for today. I know it's a really short episode. I think these episodes are just going to be pretty short, once a week, probably mostly on Mondays. If I have a really good idea for an episode, I might do one on a Wednesday or something. So that's all for today. Hope you enjoy the show.